The White House plans to announce strict new rules on power plants that burn fossil fuels. It's being reported that coal and natural gas plants could have to cut nearly all their CO2 emissions by 2040. So they could have to pivot to new technologies. But with a nod to that old TV show, The $6 Million Man, do we have the technology? John Larson is here to break this down. He's partner at the Rhodium Group, focusing on climate policy and energy companies. John, good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
John, we're still waiting for these rules to be proposed from the government. But big picture, would they likely pressure, force fossil fuel plants to rethink their business models, how they make electricity?
The potential is there for, yes, for power plants to have to rethink things. At the same time, you know, we've seen that fossil plants in America, at least some, are already on the decline. Coal plants keep shutting down every year, and we haven't seen a new coal plant get built in a decade. So really, the question is more focused on natural gas plants, which are far more numerous, and kind of how they're going to operate under these regulations, whether they will need to install control technologies or switch fuels to lower carbon options. And the regulations, depending on how stringent they are over and over what time frame, could cause natural gas operators to change the way they do things or at least think through new ways of approaching the grid. But we're going to have to wait and see what the details say.
And let's talk a little bit more about this carbon capture and storage, as you're describing, right? Trying to pull the CO2 from the smokestacks, as it were, before it gets into the atmosphere. You know, I feel like I've been reporting off and on this technology for a long time. Is it ready for prime time, the technology and the economics?
I think the answer is yes. I think there's been a lot more experience over the last 10, 15 years globally with this technology. There's more applications of carbon capture on coal and natural gas plants all over the world. And EPA is allowed to consider experience outside of the U.S. when thinking about standards, because any one of these power plant operators could call a vendor in Europe, say, for example, and order this technology. So I think that's one thing. I think another thing that is different now is the Inflation Reduction Act, the climate law that got passed last year, has tax credit incentives for carbon capture that greatly reduces the cost to power plant operators in using this technology. So even if it is relatively expensive, these tax credits will really bring down the cost and the impact for, say, electric prices.
And let's briefly talk about another technology that's being mentioned, is hydrogen or green hydrogen. And I have to say, John, immediately I'm thinking back to the future, some fictional futuristic technology, the flux capacitor. Green hydrogen, is it a thing? What is it?
Green hydrogen is technology has been around a long time, just not at scale, where you take water, which is H2, two hydrogens, and oxygen, O, and you split it with electrons. You divide up that water molecule and isolate the hydrogen. And if you're using clean electrons to do that process, say from wind and solar, there's no climate impact from making that hydrogen. And you can actually burn hydrogen in a power plant, just like natural gas or coal. So that could be another way for existing or new fossil plants to reduce their greenhouse gas footprint by either switching wholesale to green hydrogen or blending it with fossil fuels to kind of reduce the total impact. And it does appear that EPA is considering that. The big unknown is we are, just like carbon capture, we're at a very low current state of deployment. So what that means is you can't just like go down the street and buy green hydrogen at the moment. You need to, there are no facilities at the scale large enough to supply a full power plant all the time. So it's going to be a little while before we see how that might play out.
And finally, John, you are in touch regularly with industry, people in the power sector. How is the industry and the big money backing it responding to this? What questions or uncertainties did they raise about taking these technologies and scaling them up?
It may not come as a surprise, but there's a diversity of responses here. Some of the biggest power plant operators in America are also the most gung-ho about green hydrogen production. So they see a lot of upside from regulations like this, not just because, like I said, that there may be more opportunities to build renewables, but also more opportunities to sell green hydrogen. Separate from that, there are some of the biggest operators and developers of carbon capture technologies, ironically, are companies in the oil and gas industry. And so there are opportunities here for those companies to be suppliers of some of the environmental control technologies. You know, at this very moment, there's a lot of wait and see until the regulations are proposed, simply because there are a lot of nuances with these kinds of regulations around compliance, like how flexible compliance is, when do these power plants need to comply, what, there's a lot of the like kind of flexible compliance options that I think folks are really going to want to see to make it easier and lower cost to get from here to there.
Energy industry analyst John Larson is a partner at the Rhodium Group. John, nice to talk to you.
This is great, Scott. Thanks again for having me.